over the years and decades, around 11,000 people who were residents of the old Erie County Poor Farm died. Some bodies were returned to their families. The rest were buried. That property at Main and Bailey is now UB's South Campus. And over the years since it became the university, bodies have been dug up. In the 60s, apparently many bodies were dug up and trucked to UB land in Amherst. That's now the golf course, which town supervisor Brian Culpa says will soon be closed in its present form. Culpa says the bodies won't be dug up yet again and moved, but will be remembered.
Commemorate those individuals and celebrate their final resting place, which happens to be here in Amherst. We want to do a good job of that. We want to demarcate who is there, maybe not specifics yet, but largely the population, give somebody a sense of who may be interred there.
Culpa says the town's going through the legal hurdles to have Albany allow parkland to be transferred to Forest Lawn Cemetery Group, which will build a memory gardens for remains of those who've been cremated. The plan won't include buildings and structures, just landscaping. How soon and what it will all cost and what this will do to the design process for the planned Amherst Central Park are now being worked out. Orchard Park Cemetery design firm Griever and Ward is designing the memory gardens. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.